hey, you just joined in to the 30 days for the life you pray for. This is the first 7 days. So many times in life, we create goals, specifically year-end goals or New Year's resolutions, and they never happen. Why? It's because that we are taking our selfish, prideful goals that are not God-oriented. And my job in this book is to show you how to have goals that are Holy Ghost inspired. We're going to take what the Holy Ghost has already has destined for your life, and we're going to put them in goal format so that you can see them. And just like Habakkuk 2:2 says, and the Lord answered me, he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And so what God is going to do in your life, it may have felt like it was supposed to happen 10 years ago. It may have felt like it was supposed to happen 20 years ago. But what God is getting ready to do in your life, when you take the time, consecrate yourself unto the Lord, pray, fast, and ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that you have destined for me? We also have another component to that. God supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so he already takes care of our needs. We're also going to ask him for things that we want. He also says in Matthew 7:11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? He's saying you might have an awesome dad. He might have given you everything that you could ever ask for. But guess what? He can't even fathom being the good father that God is to us. And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask our Heavenly Father, who loves us and adores us, who gave his only son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for us. How much more can we ask than salvation? Well, I can tell you, we can ask a lot more. He wasn't done with us whenever Christ died. Salvation was just the starting point for God's blessing. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And through his sacrifice and through his blood, there's a whole life awaiting us. There's a life of prosperity, health, healing, blessings, love. There's so much that we can do to be a powerhouse vessel for the kingdom of God. God's not done with you yet. What's getting ready to happen in your life is going to change the people around you and the atmosphere. I'm excited for you. Get your pens and paper and let's see what God is getting ready to do in your life.